The Honda 4th of July sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country. From the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. So come discover the 2018 KBB.com best overall brand during the Honda 4th of July sales event, now at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for one of my dear friends, Kurt Fitzpatrick, and his friends and family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
We are speaking to you live from America, and we are broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world. We are having our July 4th celebration party, and you are all cordially invited to attend. We have some special guests today that are with us. We have celebrities. We have my closest friends. We have all kinds of people, and hey, you never know which of the celebrities will show up. You know that given their schedules, we invite them, but each time, each party, we never know who will honor us with their presence. So let me start off by introducing to you all someone that really matters to this show, that really matters to me, the ever-talented Kurt Fitzpatrick. I know that you came all the way in from Toronto. You caught the red eye to be at our barbecue today. Is it that you like the food, the celebrities, or you just like partying, Kurt Fitzpatrick?
I like the company.
It's just the company. On such short notice that you jumped on the red eye, we really, really appreciate it. Are you big into – go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying I was doing a show less than 12 hours ago. I was on stage in Toronto, and now here I am at the Joyce Barry Barbecue, and I couldn't be happier.
We're happy to just tell us, what show is that? I know you write your own shows. Is this one of your one-man shows?
No, this is a cast of three, and I'm performing in the Toronto Fringe Festival. It's called Best Picture, and what it is we perform, or we lampoon all 88 Best Picture winners in 1 hour. So it is a sight to behold.
Oh, would I love to see that. That's my kind of show. I love that. It's like, you know, when you see the Oscars and the Tonys, they always start with that kind of thing, and that's always my favorite part of any show. Is that show still going on?
Yes, it's playing all summer. It's playing at the Toronto Fringe Festival, and then it'll play fringe festivals in Winnipeg, Edmonton, Victoria, and Vancouver.
And is that on your website, Kurt? Can people find out about that? I have to hop on a plane and get out to see it. Where can they get the information about that?
It is at Kurt Fitzpatrick, K-U-R-T, Fitzpatrick.
F-I-T-Z.
If you come, you can walk. Yes.
I just, again, we're around the world, so I want to make sure that for the benefit of those that are not Irish, it's F-I-T-Z-P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Kurt, K-U-R-T. I know you spelled that because I imagine some people could spell it with an E as well, right?
With an E. Well, some people could say it's C-U-R-T, but it's not.
C-U-R-T, right. I knew there was another spelling somewhere along the line. Absolutely. KurtFitzpatrick.com to find out more. I do know that some of our listeners have caught some of your shows, and they always come back and say, we loved it, we loved it, we loved it. And I so wish I could just get out there given my schedule. But I will say, you let me know when you're coming to Florida, and I will make sure you're in a show here.
All right. I'd be up for that.
So, I mean, to make arrangements last minute and get on the red eye, and then you got to jump right back and go back. So we're very, very grateful to you. I know that I don't want you to think it's because of your celebrity friends that you invite that we have you on our show. We really love you too, Kurt Fitzpatrick, even though you are not the celebrity say that somebody else is, like, for example, who I see very busy eating at the barbecue, Charlie Sheen. Charlie, I know you're busy eating, but welcome to our party.
Yeah, this is great. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah, I wouldn't miss the Joyce Barry and Friends barbecue. These hamburgers are really juicy.
Yeah, and it's been very quiet in the news about you these days. Does that mean you're staying out of trouble?
Yeah, that's right. I just remembered a very sensitive matter with Charlie Sheen, yeah. Didn't that Kurt Fitzpatrick used to do a Bill Cosby impression, too? Yeah, these impressions are getting a little dicey.
Yeah, I know, and I told him very specifically. to not to invite Bill Cosby with all the negative publicity, but I, from what I understand, Bill Cosby found out about it through one of his celebrity friends, and there he is. Bill Cosby,
well, no.
You know that you are breaking into this party. We didn't invite you because there's so much negativity around you, but you're here. How'd you find out about it?
This is the last piece of media that'll have me on. Everybody else thinks this is it. There's nothing funny about Bill Cosby. But the Joyce Barry and Friends show, for some strange reason, will put me on. Let's just forget about the 2000s and talk about the 80s.
Wow. I must say, Bill, I would, to be honest, and I am honest, I wouldn't have you on either. I know you crashed. I just wanted to know who betrayed the party invitation and told you about this party. I want to deal with him next.
I don't know. It was definitely a Cosby Mysteries. You remember when that was the most embarrassing thing for me?
Well, everything is embarrassing for you because word leaked out.
Well, it was me, Joyce. It's me, Jack Nicholson. I was the one that invited Mr. Cosby. Yeah, I sure did.
But why did you do that, Jack? Why would you do that? We really, you know, wouldn't want him here.
Well, wait till they get a load of me. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to order some food from here.
Wait. Hold that order on the side because a really good friend of mine just popped in, and I know she's got an awesome schedule today. Is that you, Ariana?
Indeed. Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Given your schedule, I know you just dropped in, and you're going to have to be on the move soon. So we'll get back to you, Jack. Just hold that thought and hold that plate. First, let me say we love you. We love you, Ariana. We play your songs all the time. And I know your alter ego is Dr. Denise Nadler. So which of you would like to speak to us?
Well, first of all, I love Jack. I've loved Jack for a really long time. Just want you to know that, Jack. I think I should call you Mr. Nicholson because we've never personally met. Both parts of me are here today in this party for celebrating July 4th, which of course many people understand as Independence Day, and I was reflecting upon that both as Dr. Denise and as Ariana. Ariana did write a song called Freedom. Well, she didn't actually write a song. She had a concept of a song which was recorded quite freely with the idea of doing something that people could refer to whenever they wanted to connect inside of themselves to that feeling of freedom. The song was something that she envisioned, envisioned would be a way to help those who listen to it kind of connect inside themselves. And it was recorded without any real structure, freedom, because freedom is something that we all desire to feel within, even at times in life when we do follow rules and regulations of society and the world. So I was reflecting upon that, knowing that I would be able to stop in and join a little bit of your celebration today, to just share the message of for all of us to find our freedom in whatever forms we can, whatever ways we choose to, and allow for that sense of freedom, even when things are tough, to know that inside of ourselves, if freedom is just a breath away, to connect within and breathe and feel that sense of freedom, because we all have access to it at any time.
Is that available for sale already, or you're still having it, made up, the copies and all of that? I certainly want an MP3 of that, and I promise you I will share that with our audience.
Well, if I haven't sent it to you yet, I apologize for that. Freedom was on my second CD, Ariana CD, and it was done with the quartz crystal bowl. And I actually have recorded that one a number of years, so I'll make sure to get that sent to you.
I really honestly don't remember that, because that's the kind of song I certainly would have shared it today. So, Dr. Denise, I really know how busy you are, and you're celebrating this day, and sisters in from out of town, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to say a quick hello to Ariana and let you know you can't even imagine how many times I pay little parts of your different songs. They reach my heart and soul. So let people just know your website so they can get those recordings and find out more about you.
Okay, great. So on my website, healingintegrations.com, which is the word healing, integrations with an S at the end, .com, that's healingintegrations.com. You could also Google me, Dr. Denise Nadler, and is Nancy, A-D-L-E-R. There is a selection of songs on the website. Actually, I believe even Freedom. You can hear a piece of Freedom on that website and find out more about the music. And
the reason it doesn't ring a bell, because I have all your songs in my studio, and I never heard of Freedom. I have all of them on.
Would you like to hear a little bit of it? I can stay on, or I could play a little bit of it for you now if you'd like to hear it.
I'd rather you play just a moment of it now, because now it's starting to fill up with so many celebrities, I can't not include them. But it's Freedom. It is July 4th. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Absolutely.
Whoops, that was loud.
Okay, I have to thank you, and I can see there's been a mad rush to the food and to say a few words to our audience. I'm thinking that Freedom had words to it. That is with the healing crystals. I have that here under meditations.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't remember any words. I remember the crystals.
Right, and it's all, you're absolutely correct. There are no words to it because it was a free flow of sound and music. So, yes, it can be used for meditation, absolutely. So
I'm waiting to hear the words to what you just articulated, so please make that up ASAP. I'm grateful to you for jumping in. I know you're really busy today. I really am grateful. Stick around to the party if you have time. You won't believe the celebrities that just came through our gates and our back.
Great to see you, and thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. You have a lovely day. Thank you.
We love you.
I love you too.
Thanks. Thank you. Oh, God bless. And if the name rang a bell, the alter ego, Dr. Denise Nadler, she is the daughter of our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Jack, please accept my apologies. I really didn't mean to be rude, but I do know that even Ariana, a.k.a. Dr. Denise, showed up was a huge deal given what her schedule was. So, Jack, will you forgive me?
Oh, no problem. I really enjoyed hearing Ariana on the show.
And you started to say something about the barbecue and the food. Having seen your movies, I know when you are very clear and very specific when you order something. What is going on today?
Yeah, that's right. Let me reenact a little situation where I'm ordering a food at the barbecue. Let's say there's a waitress working there. I say to the waitress, I'll have an omelet, no potatoes, give me tomatoes instead, and wheat toast instead of rolls. She says, no substitutions. I say, what does that mean? You don't have any tomatoes? She says, no, we have tomatoes. I said, but I can't have any. Is that what you mean? She says, only what's on the menu, a number two plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls. I said, I know what it comes with, but that's not what I want. Let's come back and get it for mine. I said, wait, I made up mine. I want a plain omelet. Forget the tomatoes. Don't put potatoes on the plate. And give me a side of wheat toast and a cup of coffee. She says, I'm sorry, we don't have side orders of toast. I can give you an English muffin or a coffee roll. I said, what do you mean you don't have side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you? She said, would you like to talk to the manager? I said, oh, okay, wait, look, I'll make it easy for you as I can. Give me an omelet plain, a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast, no butter, no mayonnaise, no a cup of coffee. She says, okay, one, number two, and a chicken salad sandwich, hold the butter, the mayo, the lettuce, and a cup of coffee. Anything else? I say, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, charge me for the sandwich. You haven't broken any rules. She said, you want me to hold the chicken? I said, yeah, I want you to hold it between your knees.
Oh, God, that is hysterical. You're not mad at me for the interruption, because I knew that for her to jump in was a big, big deal, given what's going on today. Just like, look, Kurt jumped on the red eye to be here. I just want to make sure you're not mad at me.
No, that's show business, Joyce. I get it. I've been in this business for a long time.
Yeah, but how many times were you cut off at the knees?
Let's see, when Michael Keaton played Batman in 1989, or I think that was the year. Yes, 1989, he cut me off at the knees. Rewatch that movie, you'll see that happen. The last time I let that happen.
Well, but sometimes you play the bad guy, sometimes the good guy. What is it you're playing today?
Let's see, I'm playing the in-between guy. I'm the good guy, but I've got a little mischief beneath my eyelids, if you know what I mean, Joyce.
I do, but please remind me never to go to a restaurant with you. It is quite embarrassing. Oh, I hear something. Wait a minute. Rocky, whenever you walk in a room, you bring your little cassette and play that to make sure you get people's attention?
Hey, you know, that's right, Joyce. Yeah, I'm old school. I got a little cassette player. You know, I don't play any MP3 or anything like that. Yo, Adrian.
But
hey,
I didn't even see you come in. I heard the music, and there you are.
Yo, I lost weight. When I turned to the side, you can't even see me anymore. Well, here, I still got some muscles, so check this out. Yeah. Have you seen the new Avengers movie?
Yeah, I know you're in the new movie. I haven't seen it yet. But one thing I'm very grateful to you for, you let everyone know that I helped you train for Rocky. I really appreciate you giving me credit for that.
Hey, oh, that's right. I couldn't have done it without you back in 1976, Rocky. Yeah, that was great. You got me in shape. You got me in shape for that Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. You got me in shape for that Avengers movie. I wasn't in that one, though. What was the one I was in? Not the Avengers. I'm losing my memory. You got to train my memory back.
Okay. But you know what? I thought you were going to ask Stella to be the one to help you train, and you came to Coach Joyce.
Who was I going to train? Stella? What's that, Stella?
Do I have you mixed up with someone else that was calling for Stella?
I think you're I'm Sylvester Stallone. I think you're talking about Marlon Brando.
I'm talking to Sylvester, but I forgot that it was Marlon. Forgive me. I know I got Stallone. It was Marlon that.
Stallone, I yell, Adrian! And Marlon Brando yells, Stella! So it goes like that. It's hard. You know, when you get this film history, you get it all mixed up. I don't know. I'm losing my memory.
Yeah, I'm. You know what it is. You all walked in at the same time, and everything is happening so fast. I got you all mixed up. Of course, I know the great Rocky. How can I not?
That's my theme song. Hey.
Rocky, just want to ask you one quick question. Do you know that I play you a theme song at the beginning of every single show?
Yeah, I'm not going to sue you. Yeah, okay. Is that what you want to know? Okay, no, go ahead. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you for being here, but I just saw the world-renowned, the one, the only, my psychic, Peter Marks, just came in, and I know he's in the middle of so much because his friends are not only in this world, they're in the outer world as well, since he is a famous psychic and medium.
Yeah.
Welcome, Psychic Peter. Thank you so much for joining our party.
Yes, Joyce, thank you so much. I have greetings from the other side, which is the heavenly side, as well as from the earthly side, and we both want to wish you a happy 4th of July and your listening audience. And I noticed that normally when I call in, I normally follow Sylvester Stallone, so I've got to work out something with him.
Oh, yeah. How can I help you over there? You better be careful. What's going on?
You always get top billings, Sylvester.
That's right, I do. I did not quit the movie. Yeah. What's going on? You were upset I got top billing over you. Hey.
No. I am glad because you were the champ, and I have seen all of your movies. I think you're terrific.
Well, thank you.
And who can compare themselves to Rocky?
Nobody. Certainly not that Arnold Schwarzenegger. No. No. I'm the champ.
No, Rocky, you're the best.
All right.
Okay, but here's why I favor him a little bit over you, to be perfectly honest. I helped him train for all the Rocky movies. I never helped you train to talk to this world and the outer limits. You never asked me to train you.
Well, dear, the reason I haven't asked you to train me as yet is because I'm waiting so desperately to come to your level. I'm still working on it. You are the quintessential radio hostess, and nobody compares to you. And I am very grateful, and so is the universe, for the shows that you actually host on Joyce Barry and Friends and the guests that you have on, and you're one in a million.
I just want to say something to you, but don't take it the wrong way. You know that I consider you the greatest psychic and medium, but you never got Marlon Brando or these others to come to my party. Kirk Fitzpatrick gets them to come to my party. So, like here, he has Marlon Brando with him, and he came with Stella. Marlon?
Yes. Well, he brought me back from the dead. I'm talking from the other side right now.
We know that. That's why we wanted to bring our psychic on, because he's a medium as well, and maybe he can keep you in touch with us. What do you think, Peter?
Well, I think in answer to that, what better guest to have on but the presence, the spiritual presence and the voice of Marlon Brando. I can channel them for you, but my God, you really have Marlon Brando in the essence of spirituality, and I think that is the greatest gift that Marlon Brando can give to you.
Thank you. Now, can I ask you a question, Peter? Are you a psychic or a sidekick?
Both.
He is my psychic and sidekick. As
I
long as he's not my psycho.
And I'm also a psychic.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, it's good to be back from the other side here. You know, I'm talking to you, Joyce. And you, Peter, of course, too.
Thank you. So I am right now at a wonderful 4th of July celebration. I did want to take a couple of minutes to call into one of my best friends. And I love you, Joyce, and you are so dear to me in my heart. And I couldn't wish you more than everything that God's universe has to bestow upon you.
And I thank you, and I love you, and thank you for coming to our celebration party, even for just a few minutes, and we love you very much.
Same here, dear, and have a wonderful day. And Rocky, keep up the good work.
Hey, yo, thanks, Peter. Hey, yo.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Wow, see, he channels them, but you actually, Kerr, you even have more power than the mediums because you bring them here. So I think that's very, very cool. I just want to say that it was very important to me to have my closest friends with us. I don't want the audience to think that I only have celebrities at my party. I'm not that kind of person. Every person, if they're a friend of mine, that makes them a celebrity in their own right, a.k.a. Beverly Nadler, mother of Dr. Denise, and her alter ego, Ariana. Beverly, you made it today. That's pretty amazing because you, too, had a full schedule.
Yes, but you are very, very special to me. And, frankly, I enjoy also being around celebrities. So it's a beautiful day today, and I am really thrilled that you invited me to your celebration. So thank you so much for having me here.
I got to admit, though, Beverly, you're the most difficult guest at a party to please because everybody likes the Franks and the burgers, and you're always so healthy. You're always reminding me about eating healthy. Is there anything you could eat at my party, even if it's only a bun?
Well, the bun is definitely out. However, I noticed that you have some Franks that are actually made from natural sources. They don't have any nitrates in them, and I'm excited to eat them. I'm delighted that the world has created healthy food of things that we enjoy, like hamburgers. I love them. I just eat them from grass-fed or organic, and I notice over there that you actually have those. So I don't know if the celebrity brought it or you thought of me.
No, to be perfectly honest, I had my assistant only buy one order of those things, and it was only for you. The rest of us don't eat that. We eat the real deal. So we did buy it special for you, Beverly Nadler.
Well, also, Denise eats them, so.
Well, all right, of
By
course.
The way, they're delicious, so someday try them. They're organic, and they don't have pesticides and GMOs. They're delicious, so. And I really appreciate you thinking of me. You know, sometimes we have parties for vegans, people that only eat vegetables and things that have nothing to do with meat, and we'll buy a serving of this for those guests. So we appreciate that you're doing that for us and just loving the fact that you invited us to this party with all of your wonderful guests.
Well, normally, you know, I have so many celebrities that I don't know how well they'll mix with us regular folks, but today I wanted to have my closest friends and the celebrities, and since you contribute in every day on our show with telling people why they should be listening to us every day, I certainly had to make provisions for you, and here's why Beverly says you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And, folks, we invite you to partner up with us in having that happen. Go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. Click follow right under my picture on the upper left side. Become one of our followers, and we will really be grateful to you and perhaps make sure you have an invitation to all our celebrity parties. So thank you for that, Beverly Nadler. Thank you for coming. Anything you want to say to anybody on your way out?
Well, I want to say again how delighted I am to be here, how much this show means to not only to me, to everyone that listens in, and I certainly hope that there are tons and tons of people who made a few minutes out of their day to listen in, even if they're not what you'd call an invited guest to speak, but just to hear how wonderful and uplifting and motivating and inspiring the Joyce Barry Show and Joyce Barry and Friends Show is, because it is one of my favorite things in the whole world, Joyce. So,
and you're one of my favorite people. I thank you, and we have so many more guests to get to. So, without further ado, I don't know why so many of them came in all at the same time that it threw me off a bit. So let me go over to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi, Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello, Joyce. How are you doing? Everything good?
I'm doing okay. You can't get mixed up with anyone. You're so big
right.
and powerful. I could never mix
right.
you up.
Right. I was hearing that Sylvester Stallone talking about, you better watch out. You know, I was the governor of California.
Yes.
What silence? I was the Terminator. I don't want silence here. I was in Royal Deal. I was Conan the Barbarian and the Destroyer. I defeat Bigfoot. I've done everything.
I'm really glad to see you because I had something I wanted to ask you. Given you were governor of California, why didn't you put your name in as a bid in the presidential race?
Why didn't I do it? I did not think I stood a chance. I was afraid that Sylvester Stallone would run up against me, or the Expendables, or he thinks the Avengers. I run against Zan Scott in the presidential election, I'd probably lose. I don't know. You should run.
Oh, you were never afraid of Stallone with anything. You can hold your own.
That's true. I hold my own. I'm also a controversial figure. But by the way, I'm making my way back to acting now. I'm doing all kinds of work. I'm doing Shakespeare work now. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Do you have any other questions besides to be or not to be?
That's other questions. It's the other Shakespeare thing. I want to be in all the Shakespeare plays at Cymbeline. I want to do the ballet. I'll dance the ballet. There's no end to my talents. Where's that Lou Ferrigno?
If I remember correctly, were you the one in the picture about being a pregnant man? I remember something pretty outrageous. Was that you?
That's right. That's the perfect example of my acting ability. I did the movie Junior. I was a pregnant
yes,
man.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Junior. And I sat by the radio when they were doing the Oscar nominations. I was sitting. I hear the names, Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Robert Duvall. And my name never comes up as best actor for Junior. Dustin Hoffman has never played a pregnant man. He does not have the acting chops. I do.
You know, that's a good point. You should have been up for best actor. I mean, anyone can act in the different roles and personas. But to play a man giving birth, that takes acting.
That's right. It hurts to give birth. I know what it's like. And Robert Duvall never played a barbarian. He can't do it. Only I can stretch my acting muscles that much. I can play a barbarian and the Destroyer. I am Conan. And the Terminator. I like the silence. It makes me relaxing. It's like a meditation. I like that. Where's Tamsin the cat?
I got to say that Kurt, of all my guests, has more power than anyone else, because when he invites someone to one of my parties, for some reason, they can't say no to Kurt. Did you ever refuse Kurt when he makes a request of you?
No, I don't refuse anyone. I'm like a runaway train. They ask me, you do the weightlifting. I say, yes. And you want to act? I say, yes. You want to run for governor? I say, yes. You want to sing a pop song? I say, yes. I love to sing a pop song. That's going to be my next career. I'm going to sing pop songs. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl that thinks that I am the one.
You are too much, indeed. You are too much. But I am surprised when you said you don't want to run for president against Rocky, a.k.a. Sty Stallone. I mean, you have one who's not afraid to take anybody on, anybody. So why would you sit on the sidelines for the presidential race?
I don't know. I think what I want to do is really I want to give it to Sylvester Stallone. He needs to have something. Something. I've already taken away all the acting awards and all the box office powwow, all that kind of stuff. My muscles are bigger. I need to let the man have something. He's my friend. And that's what the 4th of July is all about to me. It's about being friends with other people named Sylvester Stallone. Very specific.
Wow. Yeah, you know, so you mentioned about controversial. I mean, I'm going to say that half my guests are pretty controversial. Who's more controversial than psychic Peter Marks, a health guru, Beverly Nadler, her daughter, Dr. Denise? Everyone is controversial in their own way. I suppose I am as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You've got all sorts of controversial people. This is like a hotbed here. Something else.
Absolutely. I'm just curious about one thing. Somebody is here that I have no idea who it is, but they got on their T-shirt the number 917-538. Would you like to identify yourself? Okay. I guess they're shy. So just curious who that was. Let us go back.
Call in. People are afraid to call in. Call in. You ask me on the sports and I got questions. I will take any question. I feel them.
I know we could spend time in a Q&A with you, but I have so many other people I have to get to. Not one of my favorite people, to be honest, because of tremendous controversy. How many people do you know that marry their own daughter? Woody Allen, you're about as controversial as it gets.
Are you crazy? This is a crazy show. You've got all these controversial people. Happy Father's Day, by the way. Father's Day just passed. I know it's a big day in my house, you know. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there. But this Joyce Barry show is crazy. You got to get Diane Keaton on the show. She's wonderful.
Oh, my God. If we're crazy, what do you call yourself?
I don't know. You got to get Scarlett Johansson. She's wonderful. But Joyce, I'm telling you, I don't know. It's just too much. Look, I think, you know who's here? Al Pacino.
Yes, I see him. I do. I was going to go to him in a moment. I just wanted to know, Woody, how's that working out for you, being married to your daughter?
Well, you know, it's consolidating. You know, you marry your wife, it's your daughter, you have them all together, you have a family reunion, you have less people. It's consolidating.
Okay. So you call it consolidation. All right. I was just curious because that really upset everyone across the country.
But Joyce, I mean, you got Charlie Sheen on the show. You got the Beverly Nadler on the show. You got this Bill Cosby. I don't know.
Point well taken. All right. I think I heard enough of the Woodman for one day. Let me go to, let's see. Oh, yeah, Al Pacino. He's been standing here giving me looks the whole time like I'm ignoring him or something.
Yeah. Just your average blind man. Just when I thought I was out, they dragged me back in. Let me tell you something, Joyce. I'm working hard today. I'm off-Broadway right now. I'm in an off-Broadway theater. You say, why does Al Pacino do that? Because I'm a real actor. Not like this Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I am doing Richard III, and my mouth is full of saliva, and the front row is completely soaked. The entire front row has got to wear raincoats like it's a Gallagher show. It's crazy, Joyce. It's crazy. I'm going to be doing a one-person show called The Joyce Barry Story. It's going to be on Broadway, Joyce. I'm going to play you.
You're going to play me? I don't think I recall you in any kind of performance as a woman.
Ah, yeah, but I was in Scent of a Woman. So because I was in a movie with a woman in the title, it means I can play a woman. That's the way it goes.
Yes, I remember that movie. Yeah. That was a very good movie. If you were to play me, would it be a drama, a comedy? What kind of show would it be?
It would be a dramatically. That's what it would be. There'd be elements of drama, of comedy. You would see the anguish between me, but also you would see the laughs and the wonderfulness. Yeah. It'd be a wonderfulness. It would be a great wonderfulness. It's a new word. That fact, that's the name of the show, Wonderfulness, the Joyce Barry story, starring Al Pacino.
I actually envision it as a comedy, drama, every conceivable element in it all mixed into one. That's how I conceive it. But mostly I want to be played as a young ingenue. Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely. I had to do some research. Watch that movie I did, Author, my finest work, with Diane Cannon. I did, and Tuesday Weld, I think, was in that movie. Yes, all the hottest actresses of today. And we'll all be in it again. Oh, it was a Broadway show. We'll do the Broadway show of the Joyce Barry story. Ingenue, yes, I'll play it as an ingenue. Yes, to answer your question, yes. That's right, I feel like I'm inside the actor's studio here.
You know, I'll be honest, what bothers me is I meet all these celebrities and never once have they ever invited me to be in any one of their movies. But what greater honor than to have my movie made with you playing the role of Coach Joyce Barry.
That's right. The greatest honor ever. I don't know why these celebrities aren't inviting you to things. There's a rumor that there's one guy who's doing all these voices, some better than others. But still, I don't believe the rumor. I am Al Pacino. Hoo-ah!
You know, I think there were many actors that played the part of women and actually did very well in some, like It Hot, Tony Curtis, and Mrs. Doubtfire. I love those movies, and they really pulled it off.
Yes. Dustin Hoffman played Tootsie, right. And Tom Hanks was in Bosom Buddies.
Correct.
Yes. And Bugs Bunny used to dress up as a woman sometimes in those cartoons. It was delightful. That's a real actor. Bugs Bunny.
I have to go back to Kurt Fitzpatrick for a moment. Kurt, I am astounded at how many celebrities showed up today. I know we have two more. I always say the best for last. How do you manage to get them to my party every year? I'm just curious, is there an element of blackmail, or are they just happy to see you?
Oh, I guess they're happy to see me. It's always a surprise. I just assume they don't really have anything else to do, I guess, and they come over. But I also think that there's a certain level of honor they have of coming on the show. It does surprise me as well.
Yeah, because, you know, I extend the invitation to lots of people and even close friends, different places around the world. And, you know, you got on the red eye from Toronto from your great show.
Yeah.
I never know who's going to show up at a party.
You wanted the Good Wife people on, because I was an extra on the Good Wife, and you wanted me to ask them if they could come on the show, but I didn't get close enough to them to hand them a note. So we never got those.
You know, that was one of my favorite shows, but you never gave me advance notice what role you were playing and how to look for you. Because oftentimes when I watch something, I'm multitasking.
I'm in reruns. I mean, I'm like a lawyer. I'm someone like in the hallway and doing things like that. I didn't actually have a speaking role in it, but I just like pop up in the show here and there.
Now I know why I missed you, because I was always looking for you as the sex symbol.
Right. Well, I still was, just very fleetingly. But yeah, you really got to look very hard to see me on there.
Wow, you're really amazing. I want you to know I appreciate you, and I don't want you to think for a moment that I only have you in my life because you have all those celebrities. If you didn't have any celebrity friends, I would still want you around because you're funny, you're quick. I love improvising with you and playing those games that we did on many shows. So don't take it personally that the celebrities have any more clout than you, Mr. Fitzpatrick.
Well, I appreciate that. And I only mentioned the Good Wife because I'm trying to legitimate, if that's the right word, make my acting career legitimate, so some people could go on another radio show doing impersonation of Kurt Fitzpatrick, the star of The Good Wife.
Yeah, well, you need to give me a heads up because I always look for the sex symbol. So if you're playing a lawyer or a clerk, you have to give me a heads up. I promise you I will tape it so I can watch it again and again to make sure I see you.
I was a sexy clerk. Yes.
A sexy clerk. I like that show, Good Wife.
Yeah.
I see a lot of shows about the bad husband.
Right, right. Well, I think they should do a spinoff. The show The Good Wife is off now, and they could have a spinoff series of my
The
role.
Bad Husband.
Clerk. As, well, yeah, or like the clerk. And since I didn't speak in The Good Wife the whole show, I'd be the lead character. But, you know,
gotcha.
I think I could. I'm probably alone in that, but.
Wow.
Hey, any executives out there listening, here. These are ideas, and I'm, you know, we're at, this is a new thing. These are hit shows we can make here.
Well, there's two more people here with us today. There's no way I could go up there live at this party without inviting them to participate. One of my all-time favorites, who I love so much, President Bill Clinton. My God, how'd you break away to get here today?
Well, Joyce, you know, speaking of sexy, that's why I love coming on the Joyce Barron show. You know, Hillary is very, very, very busy, man. Not a busy man. She's a busy woman. She's a very busy woman. And I'm left all alone, and I have to say I'm kind of lonely. So I spend a lot of time listening to the Joyce Barron friend show.
I know she's running all over the country with her rallies.
Yeah.
What are you rallying for?
I'm rallying for free love. You know, I grew up in a time where we campaigned for free love, and that's what I like. And Hillary doesn't seem to mind. She lets me actually do whatever I want. Well, I like this. This is great. This is the best setup I've ever had.
Well, you say Hillary doesn't seem to mind. What I gathered on whatever I read about her in her relationship with you, if she does mind, what choice does she have, actually? You're a very alpha male.
No, she's got no choice at all. And Joyce, let me tell you something. You're a sweet little Danish.
And why is that?
It's just the way it is. I don't know. It's the way nature has it.
I was saying a sweet little Danish based on what? Am I a cinnamon bun or what?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know the power that you have when you put your voice over the airwaves.
One last question. Mm-hmm. If Hillary does become our president, you know, you never know who'll come in. What would it feel like to be the first man? Will it feel something like Noah felt in the Garden of Eden?
Oh, I'll be the first man. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what my life will be as the first man. Well, I'm already doing pretty well for myself. I don't know. Hillary might be a little hard to deal with. I may have to move into my own museum. We'll see. First man.
There's the East Wing, the West Wing. We can make your wing. The Clinton wing, the East wing, West wing.
Don't step into the Clinton. Don't come into the Clinton wing without knocking. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I understand totally, and I do like Hillary, but I like you more. To be perfectly honest, you would definitely get my vote.
That's right. Well, yeah, I appreciate it very much. That's great. I might just hole up into my own little house.
Thank you. Prez, thank you so much for joining us. I love those big blue eyes and who you are, and I like you as our president. You were one of the ones I did listen to. Most presidents I find very uninformed or not interesting, not fun, but you had all the good things that made me listen to what you had to say.
I got three words for you, Joyce. Sweet little Danish.
Thank you. Oh my God, I cannot miss for a moment. And I did see you, Elvis, but I always say the best for last because you're a tough act to follow no matter who's at our parties.
A little less conversation, a little more action. Yeah, I'm so glad that Peter the psychic brought me back from the Everworld. Yes, I'm here again. I'm Elvis Presley. I'm here to sing for you, entertain you. That's right. Elvis has not left the building. Elvis is right here on the 4th of July on the Joyce Byron Friends Show. Thank you very much.
You know, I want people to know that you are here, right now. You came to entertain us, but so people know it's in the moment. Can you, in the moment, even if it's one verse, make up a little song just for us today on this July 4th celebration?
Yes, I will. Why don't you give me I'll improvise a song for you right now. Can I please have the title of a song that's never been written?
Happy Fourth.
Happy Fourth. Happy Fourth on the Joyce Byron Friends Show. Yeah. Get your fireworks and hot dogs and hamburgers, you know. Celebrate Independence Day. Oh, yeah. And celebrate with Joyce Byron. Let's all say yay. Yay. Thank you.
Yay. That was awesome. In the moment, as always, extraordinary talent from you, Elvis. We love you. And as I said, Peter Marks can channel people, which he does. He's an incredible psychic, medium, all the above. But Kurt, only Kurt Fitzpatrick's, manages to bring people from the inner world, the outer world, every world, right to our parties. So thank you, Elvis. I want to go back to you, Kurt. Any closing words? As you know, we are broadcasting live from our barbecue. What would you like to say to our audience?
Just like to say thank you all for listening today and have a great, safe 4th of July. Everybody enjoy yourselves, enjoy friends and family. And as an alternative to shooting off fireworks, read a book. Much a more quieter experience than shooting off fireworks. You won't disturb your neighbors, and you get to read all the subversive ideas that are hidden. And the pleasure of reading.
It's a lot safer.
That's what I'm saying, yes. You won't blow off your fingers by reading a book.
Okay, thank you for that. And I just want to say I have this prayer for all of you. We greatly value our listening audience. So here's my special prayer. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And we want to acknowledge the miracles of all the people who showed up today, our favorite celebs, our favorite guests, my favorite friends. I am so grateful for that. And folks, wherever you are, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash. Wow. Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. Wow. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
On July 27th,
CIA has been infiltrated. You're gonna have to go it alone.
This is a bad idea.
Is it ever a good one? Honestly.
The threat comes from within.
You go rogue, he's been authorized to hunt you down and kill you.
No hard feelings.
This is a suicide mission.
I'm sorry, what?
Tom Cruise.
Ethan, what are you waiting for?
I'm jumping out a window!
Sorry, good luck.
Mission Impossible Fallout. This film is not yet rated. Tickets on sale now.
The Honda 4th of July sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country. From the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. So come discover the 2018 KBB.com best overall brand during the Honda 4th of July sales event, now at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
From Second Stage Theater, see the new play from the writer NPR calls one of the hottest playwrights in America, with Kate Bornstein, Josh Charles, Ty Defoe, Armie Hammer, Paul Schneider, and Denny Arndt. See Straight White Men on Broadway for 10 weeks only. Visit 2ST.com.